Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Hey, we are a pretty busy place here at Magic 931. You know, there's always people coming in and out, always phones to be answered, that kind of thing. We do have a receptionist, Jess. She's very, very good at it. But sometimes, you know, she's busy, things happen, and it's up to us to answer phones and doors and things like that.
Allegedly.
Now, the issue that I've come up with the last week or so, and it's very silly and actually quite embarrassing, so I do apologise for anyone that has called through over the last couple of weeks. Going back maybe, I want to say, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I heard the front door ding. There's like a little bell out there. Went out and I helped a guy out called Terry. He was here for a meeting. Great. No worries.
Love Terry.
Since then, I've answered the phone here maybe like 5 or 6 times at least. Now's the phone. Magic 931. This is Brooke. Person tells me who they are. And generally, it's not me they need. It's like Greg, our general manager, or someone wants to talk to Lockie Winnell about some news stuff, whatever it might be. So I pop them on hold, go and deal with the situation, and then if Lockie's not around or whatever, I pick the phone back up again. Now,
right, yeah, standard answering the phone
exactly
protocol
and
here.
Bear in mind, I worked in telesales for nearly 5 years.
So true. So anyone calling is actually getting a little bit of a treat. Exactly. They can tell the difference.
Well, I don't know if they can. So the issue I've had lately is every person that's called up and I've put on hold and then picked the phone up again, every single time when I picked up the phone, called them Terry.
Sorry to make you wait, Terry.
Sorry, Terry. Yeah. Oh, hey, you there, Terry. And every single time they're like, oh, it's John. But yeah, and then we continue on with the conversation. This has happened at least 3 times.
Look, good gender neutral name.
Terry is, yeah. But it's not the name. It's not their name. They tell me their name and I'm like, yep, got to get back to, you know, Jono on the phone. And then, hey, Terry.
So I was in the university colleges at uni, a lot of Riverland people and people all over from country SA and Victoria. And there was this thing, obviously a lot of faces to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't know the name of a girl,
mm-hmm,
odds were her name was Beck.
Right.
We had about 5 Rebeccas, Becks. Rebecca spelt R-E-B-K-A-H. Uh-huh. Like, we had everything.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
go
you've
for
just
instead.
Mate, again, I know Life Hack Wednesday usually comes a day later, but maybe that's one up your sleeve. Anyone can be Terry.
Have you ever seen the film House Bunny with Anna Faris?
Of course not.
So she does this thing where you introduce yourself to me, like, oh, hi, I'm Brooke.
Hey, I'm Bob.
Bob. And she says the name really creepily and then it sticks in her mind. Maybe I just need to do that on the phone. I'll just Terry.
Magic 931, you're with Brooke and what was it?
Bob.